gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. Going there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the jury has ruled in the Alex Jones defamation suit. $4 million. That seems quite light. They were seeking $150 million on behalf of two Sandy Hook parents. There still is a punitive phase, though. And you wonder if the jury is going to, you know, lay the lumber in the punitive phase against Alex Jones.
So that is the
civil damages of $4 million and the punitive phase still to come. But that's the latest. Alex Jones, not guilty, but certainly guilty.
Guilty? He's already found guilty, man. Now they're trying to figure out how much he's got to pay for being the guilty bastard that he is. The sweaty, guilty bastard that he is.
The worst witness ever. And he, a couple of times from the witness chair, as I've read the press account, said, you know, I'm not going to give you a Perry Mason moment. No, it was way worse than anything the writers of that fiction would have imagined. You were the worst witness ever, sir. But anyways, $4 million and waiting on punitive damages. But let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Our pal Don from Madison. I feel like it's been a little while, Don. How you doing?
Hey, Don.
It's been a while on this show. How's that? Sorry.
Oh, that kind of stinks. Bye, Don. No, go ahead, man.
So much fine programming, Don.
But it's on this radio station and all the stations.
It still doesn't matter. Bye, Don. Go ahead.
I think I'm right, whether Prudy or Dom is right, is that the Republicans, or everybody says, all the pundits say that the Republicans are supposed to take control of the House. So really, you know, whether you funded one or the other Republican, in by all standards, that the Republicans are supposed to win. So I think the Democrats did what they had to do to give themselves better odds. And now when they put the money into this and this Gibbs guy won, the pundits now are saying that the Democrats are favored to win this. So if the Republicans win and you didn't try to do anything to win, you haven't done anything.
But Don, I mean, this is, none of this happens in the
incumbent.
Yeah, but none of this happens in a vacuum, Don. I mean, if I may, like a month ago, I would say that yes, the Republicans had a better odds than they do now, right? Because of all the information that continues to roll out and the actions that have been taken. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with the amount of money the DTIP will see or the tens of millions of dollars these other affiliated organizations are spending. I mean, the reality is there's lots and lots of inputs and things that will go into people deciding who they want to vote for, not just the amount of money spent on radio advertising.
But if you, in golf, if your ball never makes it to the hole, it never had a chance to go in. In politics, if you didn't kick somebody in the balls in order to win, you know, you didn't try. You know, the Republicans, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You know, in Miami, they ran three different guys with the same last name as the Democratic opponent in the mayoral race to win. And guess what? They won. So if you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, but
so,
I mean, they won. No, they're prosecuting the people involved in the conspiracy, Don. I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, and maybe there's short-term victories.
No,
oh, yes, they are. I'll pull it up. Yes, absolutely there are. Okay, cool. They are, Don. But,
but
so let me ask you that. So you think, if you think cheating, you would have them. You would have the Democratic Party go along the same line, same activity, same philosophy as the Republican Party, anything to win, damn the torpedoes, whatever you got to do, you do. Is that your position,
Don? You
don't bring
a pillow to a knife fight?
Oh, yes, because I'm still the winner. You can call me all kinds of names afterwards, but I still won. And
yeah, but that's a very Trumpy attitude, Don. And Trump's, that's not someone I choose to emulate, Don. You sound very Trumpy when you say that.
Fake news. Fake news.
What is winning?
Winning an election. You win the power to govern.
You can sit on the high road and be a loser, but you're still a loser, but I have my morals. But you can't change anything in the losing category.
So what's the limit? Okay, fair, Don. Let's go down that road. What's the limitation? Political assassination? That too much for you?
Well, the Republicans are bringing that on anyways.
Okay, so hear me out, man. Lay it on me. Is that a yes or no, Don? Be careful, man.
Hell yes, that's a yes. Because they're
no, Don. No, dude. Absolutely not. That is not an acceptable answer. That is not an acceptable position. And I absolutely will cut you off and anybody else who suggests that we need to start shooting each other in the streets because you can't win or have trouble winning an election, Don. Hell no, man. Come on. What are you talking about these other shows, man? Keep calling them. Damn, man. 844-967-2789. That's ridiculous, dude. CJ, speaking of ridiculous,
I'm sorry,
welcome.
I was looking at my Trump rally logistics. I wasn't actually listening to you and Don rant.
Well, you should have. It was terrible. CJ, please don't top that.
Well, I guess I consider you both wrong, but I do admit the Democrats are better at deception, including in who they vote for in the primaries. But
what about gerrymandering, CJ? Political gerrymandering, are you okay with that? And I know both parties do it, but overwhelmingly, we are mostly affected by Republican gerrymandering. What do you think about the Adam Steen race?
Elections have results and have consequences. So,
and the consequences, you get to set the map for the next decade? Because by your logic, CJ, then Don's right.
Amen. You know, the crazy mega candidates, yeah, they would like lower inflation and a safer and prosperous country. I would like to just bring
So there are no crazy mega candidates. Those are mainliners is what you're saying. These are the virtues of a candidate you would admire. Fully MAGA embrace it.
They want a closed border. They want energy independence. Yeah.
They want to end abortion.
Mega voters.
They don't want abortion to be legal. Let's admit that's part of the platform. That's all your gubernatorial candidates.
I don't want it up to the day of birthing like your
That's not what any of your candidates have said. They basically, it's abortion at the point of a conception, CJ. No exceptions for rape or incest.
That's the party that Schumer put on the floor. But here's the other thing I'd like you to address today.
What are you talking about?
Christopher Wray testified today, the director of the FBI.
And your boy Ted Cruz was slamming shoes like he was Khrushchev.
Yep, and amen to that, because I would never thought I'd miss this, but Speaker Pelosi has bigger balls than the cut-and-run big guy that's bought and paid for by China. And you guys avoid the question. So if there's fire...
I haven't heard a question yet, CJ.
You've covered 122 acres in a 3.5-minute phone call. You are great at playing hide-and-seek. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls if your name's not CJ. The happier happy hour, the Thursday, that's the Friday Eve, the Trump Eve edition. I wonder if I'll see CJ out in Waukesha. I got the logistics. The party starts early. You better pack a lunch.
We can both get rich and put y'all in the poorhouse at the same time. You didn't think we could do it. I won.